glad you could join us again. I'm Ronnie Jordan. It's great to have you here on our little podcast that we do periodically. And because it's almost Christmas when I'm recording this, I thought I might tell you a Christmas memory I have. Now, I grew up in the 50s. And, things were so much simpler then, it's not even funny. But we always had, we went out in the woods and we found a cedar tree and we cut it down. We grew up in Central Texas, so pines were not something we had, but we had cedar trees. And we'd go out and we'd find a cedar tree in someone's pasture and cut it off and drag it to town and put big old fat colored lights on it and cover it with the ornaments that we'd had for years and years and years. And then we'd hang icicles all over it. That was a big thing back then. Stick a star on top. And anyway, I loved decorating the Christmas tree. My sister and I and Mom, Dad didn't participate much on that, but my dad was full-blood German. And so Christmas was always a very special time to him. He would sing Silent Night for us in German, which was always a real treat for us. And I'll never forget that one Christmas, and you have to remember that we were poor. We didn't have a whole lot. And one day, Mother decided she was going to make a German chocolate cake. And I remember my dad saying, I don't remember eating a German chocolate cake when I was young, but I bet it'll be delicious. So Mother goes to the grocery store and she buys all the things that are required for a German chocolate cake. It was filled with nuts. It had coconut in it, lots of chocolate, of course, sugar, powdered sugar, all of the stuff that was needed. And my mom, in order to make this for my dad during the Christmas holidays, she worked all day on it. And she slaved away in that hot kitchen. And at the end of the day, she had like 4 or 5 layers of cake, and she gently stacked them up and put icing in between them and frosting, whatever it called for. And my dad just beamed. He kept saying, "I don't remember anything like this, but it sure looks good." And Mom continued to work and work and work, and I mean, it took several hours to put this entire recipe together. And late that afternoon, oh, my sister and I could hardly wait to cut into that German chocolate cake. And so late that afternoon, Mom made the announcement, "Come on into the kitchen, everybody. It's time for you to see what I've been working on all day." I'll never forget, we had a little breakfast nook off the kitchen, and Dad sat down, and my sister and I sat down, and oh, we were just so full of excitement, you cannot imagine. And my mother picked up the cake on a big glass platter and turned around to show us this gorgeous cake. And that's when it happened. All of a sudden, her foot hit a little wet spot on the linoleum floor, and her right foot slipped out from under her, and we all sat with our mouths hanging open as we watched her try to get her balance, the cake swaying back and forth under both of her on top of both of her hands. And then my mother started falling toward the floor. and the cake platter and all went up in the air. And you know, in movies, they do this all the time, but it literally appeared to be in slow motion. The cake went up in the air, it turned sideways, and every eye was following that cake. And that cake came down and landed on the kitchen floor upside down. Well, the first thing, my dad jumped up and went over to console mother, and she started crying, and that caused my sister and I to cry. Oh, Mom, it's okay, it's okay. Oh, honey, it's okay, Dad would say. It's okay. I'd never even heard of a German chocolate cake, and it was beautiful. And Shirley and I immediately fall to the floor. Here, Mommy, look, we can eat it off the floor. And we would take chunks of it and put it in our mouth. Oh, Mommy, it's delicious, it's delicious. She cried for the next hour or so as we tried to console her and tell her how much we loved her and that the love we had for her wasn't tied to a German chocolate cake. It was tied to the love that she showed me and my sister and my dad every day. Well, I don't remember what happened after that. I just remember that will forever be emblazoned in my mind of my mom spending all day cooking and getting it just perfect. And then the accident in the kitchen and that cake slowly going up in the air and coming down into a mess on the kitchen floor. Well, you know, it reminds us that Christmas is not about things. We sometimes forget that. But Christmas is about loving one another. It's about the birth of the one who taught us how to love. It's about celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came down to die for our sins. Oh, I know what some of you are saying. Oh, my goodness, now he's going to start preaching. You know what? I hope that all of you know the Jesus that I know, that my wife knows, that our children know, that our grandchildren know, and now that our great-grandchildren are getting to know. There's no one like him. He's the best friend you'll ever have. And if you're going through a troubling time in life, I pray that you'll get to know the Jesus that I know. Ask him into your heart. You know what he does? It's the most amazing thing. When you invite that door of your heart to be opened up and allow Jesus to come in, he puts in you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, from that day forward, everything you do, you'll be reminded, is this representing Jesus in the way that would please him? Is my speech pleasing to him? Are my habits pleasing to him? Are the movies and the books and the TV shows I watch pleasing to him? That Holy Spirit inside of you will guide you. It's the most amazing thing I've ever imagined. We can't imagine it. It's beyond comprehension. But I'll tell you, for those of us who know him, I would go to the stake defending my Jesus. We know it's real. I pray that you'll discover that this Christmas season, that it won't just be all about Santa Claus and candy canes and sugar plum fairies. No, no, no. It's celebrating and rejoicing in the birth of Jesus. Well, that's a Christmas memory I have, and I'm thankful for it because it reminds me of my mother and the sacrifice that she made for us all those years. And this holiday season reminds me of the sacrifice that Jesus made. Forgive one another this Christmas season. If there's someone in your life that, maybe a family member even, that you haven't spoken to or communicated with or had any relationship with at all for years, you need to get that right. Get it right. Folks, forgive those who have offended you. Or if you've offended someone, you ask for their forgiveness. Well, I've taken longer than I meant to, but I hope that all of you will realize that this holiday season is a special time of year. A special time of year. The only time to me that it's more special is Easter, when we celebrate his resurrection. You know that if he hadn't risen, we'd have no reason to celebrate any of this. So, love your neighbor. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and come to know Jesus this Christmas season. God bless you, everyone. Till next time, Ronnie Jordan.